Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning of verse 29. Isaiah is one of my favorite in Scripture, very positive, upbeat, always calling people back to the Lord. And he says this, he gives strength, and talking about God, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Let me first share, as we get going, this quote from St. Augustine, which you may have heard before, but he says, people travel to wonder at the height of mountains, at the huge waves of the sea, at the long courses of rivers, at the vast compass of the ocean, at the circular motion of the stars, and they pass by themselves without wondering. Now, when I first heard that, that began to fester in my brain. It still does. Sadly, though, it's often true that as we get older, moving from the wonder of childhood to the supposed wisdom of adulthood, we tend to lose sight of the glorious wonder of our own creation, of how God wants us to be and how he created us to be. Interestingly, children, grandchildren, any ages, young primarily, start out with their eyes wide open. Just watch them at times. And the excitement that marks their lives, whether it's play or whatever they're doing, as they explore not only the wonders of God's creation all around them, but also believe in the wonder of God's creation, which is them. But as they grow older, they too often begin to lose that sense of wonder in the life God created them to live. That's not how God intended it to be, for them or for us. And the reason it happens is because we too often change our focus from who we are to what we do. We learn from others that we need to become more about doing and achieving. We're asked, what do you want to be when you grow up? What are you going to do? What are you doing? Things happen to us also, or are done to us, that cause us to see ourselves at times as less than who we are and who we are created to be. And we end up going through day after day, missing some of the most important moments of our lives. Our focus tends to begin to be more on the world around us, reaching the world's expectations, trying to make those around us satisfied with what we're doing, rather than learning from and following the lead of the God before us. And if we continue that way, we may end up being accepted and successful in the world's eyes. But we get to the end of our own lives feeling unfulfilled and realizing too late that there was so much more for us to be than we ever experienced. That it was never about the stuff, the records or resumes, never about climbing ladder after ladder, never about reaching for temporary things that never last. But if who we are is our guide, then along the way of striving to be the best we can be, we will live the journey we were created to live for ourselves, for others, and for and with our God. You know, I found it helpful in my life to try and approach each day and the decisions and the obstacles and the opportunities of each day by going back to remembering, doing my best to remember who I am, who I believe God created me to be, trying my best to not let the journey of my life, who I am, be defined by what the world around me says it should be and who I should be. I don't know about you, but honestly, my friends, you know, that's pretty tough at times to do, to kind of set the world out here and set it aside for a minute and just reflect with God on who I am. By getting back to those God-ordained priorities of my life, not what the world says my priorities should be, but what God says they should be, where we begin to see the blessings of the important things in life that we often miss, and all we were meant to be in this life that we have been given. It's then that we begin to remember who we are It's then that I get a better sense of who I am and who I should be. So, who are we? And how do we connect to who we are when everything in the world around us says it's about what we do? Well, Isaiah suggests a way when he says, "But those who hope in the Lord." Another translation says, "But those who wait on the Lord." Another translation still says, "Those who stand in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar on wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Isaiah says that when we wait on and hope and stand in the Lord, when we move closer to Him, is what he's saying, and what God is telling him to tell us, when we focus on Him, when we stand right in the midst of all the stuff around us and the world swirling around us, and commit to stand firm, knowing He is standing right there with us, God promises to renew our strength, to raise us up with wings like eagles so that we can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint or shrink back. We can soar. Who we are starts with a focus on and a relationship with Christ, and growing in that relationship, growing in fellowship with Christ, a focus on the one who we will remember this upcoming Palm Sunday when he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey to begin the journey to the cross for you and for me. That's our focus. He's our focus, a focus that will restore within us a sense of wonder in the life he has created us to live. To not miss the moments, the priorities, and the blessings that are all around us, to hope and to wait and to stand firm with Him in every moment, in every decision, every difficulty or tragedy, and also every opportunity of our life that is before us with Him, that He places before us day after day. And when we do that, Isaiah reminds us, we will mount up with wings like eagles. We will run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. Soren Kierkegaard, the Danish philosopher, tells a story which you may have heard before, but it's about a make-believe town where only ducks lived. It was Sunday morning in Duckville, and all the ducks waddled down the street from their homes to the first duckist church, of course. They waddled down their aisles into the pews and squatted ever so politely into their seats, and the duck minister took his place in the pulpit, and the church service began. The scripture text for the morning was taken from the Duck Bible, sounding a bit like Isaiah that we read a moment ago. And it read this, like this: "Ducks, God has given you wings. You can fly. Ducks, because you have wings, you can fly like the eagles. Ducks, because God has given you wings, no fences can confine you. No land animals can trap you. Ducks, God has given you wings." Inspired by his words, all the ducks together roared, "Amen!" And then they all got up and waddled out of the church and waddled all the way back home. It seems that too many of us, all too often, waddle through life, drawing away from instead of tapping into the power and the potential God has placed in our lives. The excuses we cite are many. Lack of time, making a living, career pressures to achieve, doubt in our own ability, the lure toward what the world says is important, past failures, pride, etc., etc. All of these and many more keep us from tapping into our potential and all He created us to be. To be who we are with Him. That's what He calls us to be. That's what Isaiah was saying. To be who God intended each of us to be. To see the wonder of the life He created in us, as St. Augustine said in the quote that I read earlier. Instead, too many of us come to the end of our days with a lot of worldly things and achievements, yet never having reached our full God-given potential, never having had the impact in the world that God intended for us to have, stuck in the never-ending ups and downs of the successes and failures of the world, and allowing them to determine our worth, coming up short on the legacy that we were meant to leave and have in this world. We weren't created by the God of the universe to waddle through life by living and being like the world wants us to live and be. We were created to be all who God wants us to be and to soar on wings like eagles and to do it with God, the wonder of his creation. That's you and that's me. Don't miss it. Don't miss who he made you to be. Who are you? Who are you? We'll start here. It's great to remember this, especially at this time of year in this Lenten season as we come upon Palm Sunday and then next week, Easter Sunday. Start here by remembering that you're a child of the King of Kings that we will celebrate on Easter Sunday, having risen from the grave. God knew you and me before we were born, and he set us, you and me, apart for special things. Draw nearer and nearer to him, and he promises that you will mount up with wings like eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Hope in the Lord, wait on the Lord, stand in the Lord, and then soar to all you were created to be. The wonder of you, a child of God, it's who you are. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for my dear friends. I thank you for your message from Isaiah. Powerful message, powerful words from Isaiah, calling us back to all who you created us to be. To set aside all that the world says and lures us to, and to be who you created us to be, and to follow you in the midst of that. To not waddle through life, to not accept less for our lives, but to soar, to stand in you, to hope in you, to wait on you, and to soar on wings of eagles with you, to become all that you created us to be, and to have an impact in this world on others and to your glory every day of our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all you do for us and with us. And thank you for the promise that you will go with us through all of this and all that you've set before us, helping us to soar into all that you created us to be. Thank you for your Son. It's his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.